The Afternoon Live Podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live on Hospedia Channel 1. Online at coastway.org.uk. Or on the TuneIn app Wednesdays from 1 on Coastway Hospital Radio for Brighton.
This Monday saw the latest press conference and product unveil from tech giant Apple. They officially launched the Apple Watch, the long-awaited smartwatch which promises to not only tell the time, but also allow its users to keep in touch with one another and do things like order a taxi from their wrist. More importantly, though, Apple caught everyone off guard by announcing software that, when using a smartphone, will allow people to help defeat diseases such as Parkinson's by allowing researchers access to everyday data on their users' phones. Now, to talk about this and what this means for medical research in general, I have research engineer Stephen Martin from the Nimbus Research Centre at Cork Institute of Technology on the phone with me now. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Anthony. How's it going?
So, Stephen, you're not involved in medical research yourself, but what does this research kit announcement mean for research and studies moving forward?
Well, I think when Apple, like a big company like that, gets involved in any space, it can really only mean good things and be positive. So hopefully them being involved now will promote and encourage research activities in the medical space. I suppose typically the data collection and the feedback is usually the trickiest part. So a system like this will certainly benefit many research groups around the world, seeing as the iPhone is such a global platform.
So have research study groups been in decline? Has it been more difficult for researchers to get people involved in studies?
I wouldn't be certain in that, in the numbers in that area, but I can only imagine that the level of activity in that space that goes on, it must be difficult to have a reliable system for taking in feedback and also managing these research studies and groups. So technology is of huge benefit, certainly in this area.
Okay, I suppose with a big user base as well, it must be like there's already a mass market there, I guess. Would that be right?
Exactly. I mean, if you already have an iPhone, I mean, it's a matter of opting in. It's, you know, you don't have to necessarily get people to sign up or buy into this. You know, the people are already there. They're already available.
Okay, and is there anything out there at the moment that you know of which allows researchers to collect data from, I suppose, consumer devices, I guess?
There are probably a few bespoke solutions, certainly. I presume that a lot of these research groups will kind of come up with methods that may involve them building apps in-house for the purpose of the specific piece of research. Okay. But the Apple approach will certainly provide a platform for collaborative development and allow researchers to tap into the masses.
Okay. What ways, now Apple kind of covered it briefly, I guess, at the press conference, but in which ways will an iPhone or a mobile device be able to help collect data for researchers?
Well, on the device itself, I guess it has a number of sensors, such as the accelerometers. There would be the screen itself, which they've said that they want to look at for early detection of Parkinson's disease. But beyond that, I mean, it's going to be up to the researchers themselves, I think, to evaluate the sensors that are available to them and how they might be used. On the one hand, you could see something as simple as, you know, just even question-based feedback with rubric answers being used. Mm-hmm. Or it could go as far as using the built-in camera to, you know, be able to take a shot of the person themselves, and the colour of their skin could indicate, you know, possible not being well, you know.
Okay. So this isn't, I suppose, the research areas aren't decided by Apple themselves, are they?
Exactly. It'll be up to the groups, I think. I presume Apple probably have good knowledge from, they've already outlined that they've, you know, been working with a lot of different universities on this. So I presume they'd have a good idea of the types of things that those research groups will be looking for. So I've no doubt that there's definitely things there in the pipeline straight off the bat, you know.
So for a company that tends to be quite controlling over software, what do you make of Apple's decision to go open source with this kind of research kit? They're allowing anyone kind of use it really on any device. So you could use it on Android, iPhone, Windows Phone. Is that an odd choice?
Yeah, quite unusual. But I think they had little choice in that matter. I mean, if they're going to be seen to do something for the benefit of mankind, then, you know, it'd be very disappointing to see them, you know, close this off. So making it open source is really goes in the spirit of I suppose, what they're trying to do and put out there.
Okay. So you think this is a one-off event then? Apple aren't suddenly become an open source company, or do you think it's going to lead to other things like that?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, again, it's they haven't been known to do this kind of thing. It'll be interesting. I mean, again, it seems specific to the health and research. To make that open source was a move that if they hadn't made, then maybe a lot of people would have not been too happy with that decision. So maybe their hand was forced a little bit there, but it'd be nice to see them, you know, continue that trend, because it'd certainly be beneficial.
Yeah, now you covered something there about medical research. Do you think that this will be, as well, it's called Research Kit. Do you reckon the software could be used for other areas of research, like, I don't know, kind of for new products, new cars, new anything like that? Or do you think this is particularly medical only?
They've called it a research kit, but the paragraphs to go with that keep using the word medical. So it'd be interesting to see that, but I feel that it's certainly medical orientated for now.
Okay, and Apple also promised privacy with the research kit. So all the information that's gathered on your phone apparently will stay on the phone. This is quite kind of in contrast really with Google's business model. Google, of course, being the other big tech company in the US. Google use user data to get advertising revenue. Do you find that Apple's policy is quite unusual in relation to that, or do you think that's something that Apple pride themselves on?
Well, I think with the medical space, they have to be very careful. It's quite like the the location-based services we've been seeing pop up of recent. People don't want their privacy invaded, and Apple would be more than aware of this point. Even something as they released last year, being iBeacon for indoor localization, people can opt in and out of sharing that location. You know, that information belongs to the user, and they get to have control of how that is handled. So yeah, I think it was important, definitely in the medical space, that Apple made that clear.
And I suppose this is the first time we've seen Apple go into the research area or doing a project like that. Is this a response to Google? Because again, they've got a lot of research projects, such as the hot air balloon internet, which is apparently bringing internet to third world countries.
Yeah, it's an interesting move. I mean, Apple, one of the richest companies in the world at the moment, it would be disappointing not to see them carrying out projects like this. Now, you know, in saying that, this is definitely going to, you know, boost sales for Apple. You know, if you have an iPhone, you can be a part of this. If you're a developer for iPhone, you can, you know, develop these apps. So it certainly pushes their products. I'm not sure you could say the same about Project Loon, but certainly good PR for Google doing projects like that. So, yeah, PR is always a good thing for these companies, and they like to be seen to be doing nice things so people don't think they're the big bad big brother.
Now, speaking of rich and riches, Apple also launched the smartwatch, the Apple Watch, this week, or on Monday even. So they went from humanitarian with the research kit to a watch that costs up to £12,000 sterling. Is there a hunger out there for a smartwatch like that? Now, I know it's not your area of research, but